AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden defends the decision to withdraw and the withdrawal itself from Afghanistan.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
In a speech at the White House, the president said the airlift, which evacuated more than 110,000 people from Afghanistan, was a success.
The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
President adding that the 200 to 100 or so Americans still left in the country and thousands of Afghans seeking to leave still have that chance. Congressional Republicans criticizing the withdrawal, some calling for Biden to quit.
It's the right thing to do for the President of the United States to preserve some modicum of honor and to step down.
Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins. Power remains out to more than 1 million homes and businesses in New Orleans and much of southern Louisiana and Mississippi due to Hurricane Ida. Outage includes grocery stores, gas stations, and more. FEMA's Dina Criswell says those who left before the storm should stay put for now.
We understand many people are away from their homes and want to get back in their homes, but I strongly encourage everybody, please listen to your local officials. Please listen to when they tell you it's safe to come back home.
It could take weeks to restore the power grid, which was heavily damaged by Ida. Four people are known dead, two in Louisiana, two in Mississippi, after their cars plunged into a hole that opened up at a rural highway during yesterday's torrential rain. One of two British men charged with joining the Islamic State group and conspiring to torture and behead American and European hostages in Syria is scheduled to plead guilty Thursday in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. This is AP News. The Calder Fire is burning closer and closer to the resorts and towns near Lake Tahoe as it closes in on jumping across the California-Nevada state line. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Thousands of tourists have been evacuated from South Lake Tahoe. On the Nevada side, John Bacadal with Emergency Management says there's a reason this is called a wildland fire.
It acts wild. So our initial estimates was it could go this way, or it could go this way, or it could go this way. It moved to all three when the winds picked up.
On the California side, Governor Gavin Newsom says putting this fire out is a top priority.
You'll see DC-10s. Taking off and landing from nearby air bases, putting down that red retardant.
Critical fire conditions remain around Lake Tahoe. Strong wind gust, very low humidity, and extremely dry fuel. The threat of fire is so widespread, the U.S. Forest Service announced all national forests in California will be closed until September 17th.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.